Okay, we're going to learn the brachas that you say when you see various things, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to go through all the different things that you see. There are brachas for all kinds of scenarios, and many of them don't apply nowadays. Many of them do. Many of them have rumors we've heard about since we're children that when you do it like this, you don't do it like that. And so you may be shocked by some of the things you will hear. So prepare. Don't be alarmed. Okay, let's go. If you see a chacham, a wise man, so the Torah says if he's a Jewish wise man, you have to say the bracha, shachog mechamas l'arev, that God has given the portion of his wisdom to those who fear him. So which wise men do you say this bracha for? So the halacha is, nowadays, we don't really say this bracha. It's hard to determine what exactly a chacham is. And certainly, there's another bracha, shenasa mechamasei, that Hashem gave him his wisdom, that we say when you see a non-Jewish wise man. And we don't say this bracha today either, because in order to qualify to be a wise man, what the Talmud is referring to is someone who's wise in seven wisdoms, including mathematics and language and astronomy. And so it's
music,
thank you. And it's very rare to have someone who qualifies in all seven wisdoms, therefore we don't say this bracha. What about seeing a king? It says in the Gemara, in Halacha, it's a mitzvah to try to see any king, even non-Jewish king. Why? Because Mashiach will come, we'll have to get used to the coming of Mashiach, and therefore, even before Mashiach comes, you are supposed to try to see a king and say the bracha that Hashem has given honor to human beings. This is really a important thing to do, at least once, the Talmud says. But once you saw the king one time, you don't have to go and interrupt your whatever you're doing to go see the king, as long as you've seen him one time, unless he's become a much greater king. What if you see the president of the United States? You have to say this bracha. So some opinions say that you do. Some opinions say that you don't. The reason why some opinions say that you do is because the president of the United States could pardon someone who has a death penalty. That means life and death are in his hands. So the definition of a king is someone who life and death are in his hands. And since the president has that jurisdiction, at least for something, therefore some people say you should say the bracha. However, practically, we don't say the bracha because the general rule is, when you don't know if you should say a bracha or not, the general rule is that you don't say the bracha. You can say the bracha without Hashem's name, but you don't say the bracha certainly with Hashem's name because it's a suffix, a doubt. But if it's a regular king, a real king, then you do say the bracha. What if a blind person is in the presence of a king? Does he say this bracha? The answer is a blind person does say the bracha, because you're not saying the bracha because there's two kinds of brachas. There's brachas which are shevach, praise of Hashem, and there are brachas of hana, brachas of enjoyment. The bracha you're saying for seeing a king is not in the category of a bracha of enjoyment, and therefore, even though the blind person doesn't see the king, just because he's in the presence of the king, and he still is able to say this bracha, because it's not connected to him seeing the king. Just as in the presence of the king, he's praising Hashem for being in the presence of the king, in the presence of someone who Hashem has given glory to. What if you see a shul? There's this bracha, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say when you see a shul. So you would say, well, even if I'm supposed to say the bracha, I've been shul every day. And so I wouldn't say the bracha unless the general rule is all these brachas you only say once every 30 days. So indeed, if you go to shul every day, you don't say a bracha. There is a bracha that said, which according to Rabbi Bran, we said the bracha said today as well too, if you haven't been in a shul in 30 days and you suddenly be able to come to a shul, you say the bracha matzav gul almana, how Hashem, even during the time of the exile, Hashem gives brachas to Yidden, allows them to gather and to learn Torah and to daven. If you see a shul that's been destroyed, so then the bracha, which is said, is brach dayna emes, blessed be the true judge, which is the bracha we say when any painful thing. There's a bracha we say, Rachman al Slan, we're going to a cemetery. So,
how about a shul that turned Chas v'Shalom into a church?
That's a good question. I was just thinking that actually as I'm saying this. I know a shul. I was thinking of it.
Yes, you go downtown on Verado, places like this, unfortunately, places there
as well. Is that considered destroyed?
That's what he was talking about.
So if the shul is ruined, you say Baruch Van Emes. I mean, if you're saying that Ad Hashem's name, it's certainly not a wrong thing to do. But the question is, are you supposed to? And I don't know. The words are, if it's they're destroyed, is that considered destroyed because they're being used as a church? I don't know. I would think that you have a point. I think you have a point because it's destroyed from being a shul. I know one shul that instead it's called synagogo. Because now it's a Chonel Islan, the disco. Okay, so if you see a cemetery where Jews are buried, not just you see it, but you're actually present in the cemetery, then you say the bracha machaya mesim. You can say this bracha every 30 days. If 30 days have passed since you've been in the cemetery, you say this bracha ashiyotzer eschamidin vizonas chamidin. What if you see someone who is very unusual? You see a midget. See an albino. You see someone who has some kind of condition. They're missing a foot. They're missing an arm. Do you say a bracha? There's a certain bracha called Mishan HaBrias. Blessed Hashem who makes creatures to be unusual. So if you have pain by seeing them, maybe this answers your question, Rabbi Yosef. If you have pain, you see them, say bracha in MS. If you don't have pain, you don't say a bracha. And you don't say the bracha either nowadays. Because nowadays we're used to seeing all these kinds of things. And therefore, you wouldn't say this bracha. The Alter Rebbe actually, it's interesting, the Alter Rebbe mentions the various things to say a bracha for. The Alter Rebbe rewrote the laws of brachas three times. In Shulchan Aruch, Luch Brach Sanenin, and Aseid Brach Sanenin. And the final version, he doesn't mention any examples of Mishan HaBrias. He takes out a lot of the examples he mentioned, the earlier ones. It could be that, possibly, that's because nowadays we don't say these brachas, because whatever was very uncommon before is now a lot more common. However, it does say if you've never seen a monkey before, never seen an ape before, you could say the bracha Mishan HaBrias. Speaking of seeing unusual creatures, there is a bracha called Shekacha Lei Be'Olamei, that God has made such an amazing world. So that bracha is allowed to be said if you're at a very unusual, natural, beautiful sight, like you see a very tall mountain, unusually tall mountain. You're at Zion Park in Utah. You could say the bracha Shekacha Lei Be'Olamei, but you don't say that bracha ordinarily just because of something which is just looks nice. And you only say this bracha. Let's say, or you can also say this bracha on unusual creature, on a beautiful creature, a beautiful bird, on a beautiful animal. You could also say this bracha. It even says, you see, on a beautiful creature of Hashem, whatever the creature may be, you can say the bracha Shekacha Lei Be'Olamei, and you only say it one time in your life. Next time you see it, you don't say this bracha, unless you could say this bracha a second time if you see something else that's beautiful. But in the same item that you saw once that was beautiful, you saw a beautiful bird, you see that bird again, you don't say this bracha no matter how much time has passed. People say you shouldn't look at a rainbow, which is true. You're not supposed to stare at a rainbow. However, you are allowed to, and you should say, look at the rainbow and say a bracha, to say the bracha on the rainbow. What about thunder and lightning? So thunder and lightning, there are two brachas for thunder and lightning. The bracha for thunder is Shekoyach Gevurasim Elyon, that God's power and strength fills the world. And the bracha for lightning is Oysa Maisa Reishis, how God created the whole world. So officially, these brachas are for thunder and lightning respectively. They're not for both. But technically, they actually could be used for both. You could say Shekoyach Gevurasim Elyon for thunder. You could say Oysa Maisa Reishis for thunder. You could say both brachas for both. Which is why,
if you're mistaken, you can switch them.
If you're mistaken,
no, remember, in the middle of the forest,
you could say either one works. But more importantly, if there's a rainstorm, so usually the thunder comes after the lightning, right? Because the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound. So you first saw the thunder, and you should say the bracha right away, Oysem Ha'isev Reishis. What happens if while you're saying the bracha in Samay Severeshis, all of a sudden you heard the thunder? You can't say another bracha, because the bracha in Samay Severeshis also works for the thunder too. But If a few seconds pass and then you hear the thunder again, then you could say the bracha, shekeichu rasa me'elam. But you should not wait to say the, once you see the lightning, you should immediately say the bracha, and not wait for the thunder, because if you wait, then you only can say the bracha within 3 seconds. After the 3 seconds of Shalach HaRabbi pass, you can't say the bracha, which is interesting, not so known. If you're middle of davening, you all say this bracha. Middle of davening, and then the thunder and lightning, you say the bracha middle of davening. You only can't say the bracha in middle of Shemana Esrei, in middle of the first two psukim of Shema, after Gol Yisrael, wherever you could say Yehi Shmei Rabba, you could say these two brachas for thunder and for lightning. What if you're in the bathroom? So if you're in the bathroom and you haven't done anything yet, so you jump out of the bathroom and you say the bracha. You rub your hands and you say the bracha, whatever the bracha is for. However, if your hands aren't clean, so you have to wash your hands first, and you're able to wash your hands. Oh, you could say the bracha takes for 3 seconds after the sound has stopped, or after the light of the lightning has stopped. Another parenthetical important point, the light of the lightning does not mean the way it is in the comic books, or the way it is when it's, you can actually, you're in the field, you can see actual, you know, the zigzag of the lightning. Even if you just see the light of the lightning, you could also say the bracha, according to the Farkash, you can say the bracha on lightning, even if you just see the light of the lightning. Now, getting back to the bathroom. So, technically, the rule is, whenever you go into a bathroom, just entering a bathroom, you have a spirit of impurity. It says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a spirit of impurity upon you just by entering the bathroom. So therefore, how can you say a bracha when you walk out of the bathroom, there's a spirit of tumah on you? However, the halacha is, you're allowed to say this bracha. Yes, you have a spirit of impurity, you can still say the bracha. There's an interesting argument between the Kabbalists and the those who paskin according to Kabbalah and those who paskin according to Nigla, the revealed parts of Torah, regarding what do you do if you woke up in the middle of the night by thunder lightning? You say a bracha. So the Bali Kabbalah say there's no such thing as mentioning Hashem's name without washing your hands. You can't say no such thing as it's impossible. The Bali Nigla, those who are paskin, don't pass according to Kabbalah, they rule, what are you talking about? It's an obligation to say a bracha, to say the bracha right away. You didn't wash your mouth, you didn't wash your hands, it doesn't matter. You have to say Hashem's name immediately because, I know there's a famous line that, I shouldn't say the line, okay, I'm not going to say it. So it's not so clear how the halacha is in that scenario. That's the argument between the Kabbalists and the halacha codifiers, what the halacha is. The general principle is that you do follow the halacha codifiers against the Kabbalists, but I'm not sure what the scenario is here, because there are exceptions to that rule as well. In some situations, we do follow the Kabbalists, so I don't know. But either way, going back to the bathroom, if you're able to wash your hands, and it's after the lightning, the thunder is extending for a long time, you wash your hands, you have 3 seconds once the thunder stops, not once it starts. In the month of Nisan only, come inside Avram. Water is fine. Avram, the month of Nisan only, we say a bracha when you see two fruit trees which are budding. You do not say the bracha when you see a non-fruit tree. Only when you see two fruit trees which are budding. If you have only one fruit tree, you could say the bracha as well. And you say this bracha before the fruit comes. Once the fruit comes, you can't say the bracha anymore. It has to be only when there's a state of when the buds are still there, not when the buds have fallen off and it's already produced fruit. Just if you miss the bracha with the thunder and lightning, and then you see again thunder, or you heard thunder, and then again you see lightning, you couldn't say the bracha. You haven't lost the bracha. You still say the bracha the next time the thunder comes, next time the lightning comes. I heard someone say, I don't know what the conclusion is, I see Rabbi Gadas doesn't mention it, Rabbi Farkash and his she doesn't mention it, but I always heard that you should always wait for the thunder because you don't really know if it's lightning. It could be it's a summer heat thing, it could be it's an airplane thing, it could be a million things, right? You're Baruch Hashem. So I heard someone say that we should wait for the thunder. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but the bottom line is if you do say the bracha and it wasn't thunder, it wasn't lightning, you say Baruch Shem Chesed Levad. And if you have to Baruch Hashem, you say Lamdein Chokach. Okay, let's say the thunderstorm is extending for several hours. Does one bracha carry over for as long as a storm is, or does a bracha stop? You have to say another bracha. How long does this bracha work for this storm? The answer is, in the very same day, as long as the clouds haven't scattered, what, and the sky hasn't become clear. It's possible the clouds to scatter, but they're still in the horizon. That's not called the storm's not ended yet. If the clouds have scattered and the whole horizon is clear, not just on the sides and they come back, but the whole horizon is clear and then another storm starts, then you see another bracha. Or if the next day the storm is continuing, although the clouds have not yet scattered, you still could say another bracha the next day. Although it's the same storm, you went to sleep, there's a storm. And although in general the halacha is that the night comes before the morning, regarding this, the halacha is the morning comes before the night, and you said a bracha, there was the storm during the day and the night, and the next morning the storm hasn't stopped, you say a new bracha the next morning. In general, the night comes before the morning. Regarding these halachas, the morning comes before the night, and therefore, when you wake up the next morning, you say a new bracha for the thunder and for the lightning, although it's the same storm. The storm hasn't finished.
Okay. Now, there's a storm out there.
Yes.
Beautiful. You go to sleep, you made a bracha, you went to sleep.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning, you make it again.
Right.
Tomorrow morning is when the sun comes up?
When the sun comes up. Or halis ha-shachar, when dawn.
What does that have to do with the day coming from the night?
Meaning, I'm not saying that if there's a storm during the daytime and extends during the nighttime, you say another bracha at nighttime. Only if
you don't say
another bracha at nighttime.
Till tomorrow morning.
Conversely, if you go to sleep and it's still nighttime, or during the daytime you go to sleep, it doesn't make it a new day. Just if it's a or however, one more important point: if you stay up all night, you don't say another bracha. If you stay up all night, you don't say another bracha. If you go to sleep and it's still the same day, you don't say another bracha. It has to be both things. You go to sleep and it's a new day, then, although it's the same storm, you do say another bracha.
Unless you go to sleep, it's the same day.
What?
It's the same day and you go to sleep, it's
not another bracha, right. Okay.
And if it's a new storm, you do say another bracha.
If it's a new storm, which new storm again means that the whole horizon is clear, then you say another bracha. Okay. What do you do if you see a river or you see an ocean? What's halacha? So if you see a river or a sea, the bracha you're supposed to say is Oysa Maisa Bereshis. However, this bracha is only said for a river that has existed since Hashem made the world. You say, blessed are you Hashem who has made creation, if this is part of creation. This was a river that's changed its course and now it's flowing here. So you don't say the bracha. And therefore, generally, we see a river, you don't know, say the bracha, because you don't know if the river is here since the beginning of creation. But there are exceptions, like a huge river like the Mississippi River or the Nile River, huge rivers which they've been here for quite some time, you could say the bracha, what bracha do you say for seeing the ocean? Again, this is something you only say once every 30 days. If 30 days have not elapsed since the last time you've seen the ocean, you don't say any bracha at all. But if 30 days have passed, you do say bracha. What bracha do you say? So officially, the bracha for the ocean is Sha'asa Esayama Gadol. Hashem was made the great ocean. Or Sha'asa, according to another opinion, Sha'asa Esayama Gadol, who Hashem continually creates the great ocean. However, the problem is, what is the definition of the ocean? There are some who say should never say this bracha because it's hard to determine what exactly, which part of the ocean is called the ocean. Others say whatever surrounds a continent is considered the ocean. Rabbi Reichel Kol Shalom told me that you say this bracha when you see the ocean, there's no problem. But others maintain that you only say the bracha of Oysa Maisa Rishis instead, which makes creation because why can't you say the bracha? Because you don't. It's halachically not so clear which ocean is, which part of the water is called the ocean. Okay. What about when
on a cruise.
You don't say another bracha. 3 days have to pass.
Oh, 3 days.
What if you have hearing aids and you hear the thunder and you hear the thunder through hearing aids? You don't say a bracha because just like you can't say a bracha, just like you can't fulfill any mitzvah through a microphone, so too if you hear the thunder through hearing aids, you cannot say the bracha. Okay, what happens if Mashiach will come? The Zalman. What happens if Mashiach is going to come? And you have to say brachas Mashiach comes. What brachas they say Mashiach comes? So the bracha you say is Baruch Ata Hashem. We actually speak about this bracha when we during the Agada. We say to Hashem during the Agada, we're going to thank you again on our redemption, on the redemption of our souls. The bracha we say the Agada before we have the second cup. It's Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael, blessed be Hashem who has redeemed the Jewish people. When Mashiach will come, we'll say the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Goyel Yisrael, Hashem who redeems the Jewish people. And after that, we'll say the bracha of Shachiyanu. Bracha Shachiyanu, thanking Hashem for reaching this occasion. There's another bracha to say. When Tchias HaMesim happens, and the Rebbe says that it's supposed to happen immediately because we already have great merit. So Tchias HaMesim, you say bracha Baruch Hashem Chayim Mesim. What happens when you see Mashiach himself? You see Mashiach himself, there's two brachas supposed to say. One bracha for seeing a wise man, and also the bracha you say for seeing a king. Shechad mechachma se l'reyav, Shechad mechachma se l'reyav, Shechad mekvedei l'basar adam. Yeah. So those are the brachas say Mashiach himself. So we have Gal Yisrael, we have Shechiyanu, There's a fifth bracha is when you see all the Yidden, see 600,000 people, you say, blessed are you Hashem, who knows the secret thoughts of everyone. But Zalman, your secret thoughts aren't secret. I know exactly what you're thinking. When is Hadi going to finish? Anyways, so there's just an interesting thing on the subject. Let's conclude. Mashiach comes, we're also going to have by the Suda. What bracha when you say by the Suda? So it says that Adam Rishon make a bracha on the man. We, according to some, we'll fulfill our obligation by hearing his bracha. Hashem has brought lechem from Shemayim. We're also by the Suda, Mashiach will come, we're also going to have the almonds of Aaron's staff. We're also going to have from the fruit of the Eitz HaChaim. The fruit, according to other opinions, we'll say a bracha meitzel lechem na'aretz on the man. And the bracha will say on the fruit of the Eitz HaChaim, which, by the way, that bracha will be said by, I think the bracha will be said by Arna Cain. That bracha is, Beirei Eitz HaChaim, Hashem creates the tree of life. That's a bracha we'll say before and we have from the tree of life. Okay, so I wanted to share. Any questions or comments? Oh, shooting star in an earthquake. Shooting star, our minhag is, we do say the bracha on a shooting star, and the bracha is a choice. Either, on an earthquake also, it's optional which bracha you say, either or and then there's a special bracha that we say when the sun renews its cycle. All right, chazak, any questions? All right, shkech.